13, PR 2019-00-2253, SD 2021-00140, preliminary and final plat. Juanita Garcia, JAG Planning and Zoning, Agents for Old Town Plaza, LLC, care of Joyce T. Battiglia. And do we have, hi Juanita, I'm so sorry. You were just blending in with the board members.
Nice.
This was deferred from September 1st to address some items. If you want to give us an update, please.
Okay, thank you. My name is Juanita Garcia. I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning. And my mailing address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
And can I just get you to swear or affirm that you will tell the truth?
I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you.
Okay, so the last time we were with you all, we were required to submit an application for an AA to get LUCC approval for the minor modifications that we will need to do to widen the sidewalk along San Felipe Road. And so we've done that. We got approval from LUCC. We posted the sign 15 days and never got an appeal and never got a response from anybody. So we believe that we've satisfied your requirement, which was the only requirement lacking. And so okay, with that, we were prepared.
Okay, thank you. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carr for the Water Authority. So I think we did not have comments on this one. I'm looking at the last comments now. Have you provided the drawing of the proposed services? Is that we need to show this one with the separating the services for the separate lots. What's the status of that? If you could comment on that as the applicant.
So the expectation is that tract B1 will have its own service and tract B2 will also have its own service running through the area just south of tract B1. And I know the last time we spoke in regards to this, you indicated that we just needed to get a permit from you all to get that to have that work completed.
This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I believe that was on the infrastructure list, and if that's the case, yes, I think we're good to go in terms of without having any other objections. Thank you.
This is Maggie Gould. Mr. Carter, if you could just speak up a little bit, please.
Thank you. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. With that infrastructure list on the page there, we're good to go if we have no further objections. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Code enforcement, please.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments or objections.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no comments. Thank you.
Okay. Hydrology?
Ernest Carmijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Excellent. Thank Transportation?
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to any of the proposed actions.
Okay. Planning?
Robert Webb, they had submitted the certificate of appropriateness like Jay had there, so we had no further comment. Jay, did you have anything else?
This is Jay Romick. Yeah. Juanita, could you clarify something here? This latest copy here of the plat, I believe from the September 1st meeting, unless you got us an updated plat, please correct me if I'm wrong, if you did, but if you didn't, we don't have the city surveyor signature here. I'm sure you had it on a previous iteration of this plat, but we don't have it here, and we don't have the utility signatures, which that's a delegated item. But the city surveyor signature is the only thing that I noted on this plat here that we don't have, and we'll just need the DXF file approval email from AGIS as well, but that's a delegated item as well.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Yes, we, so this is a revised site plan. We had to reflect the dedication of right of way, and so, but we did get the city surveyor approval from that. Which was on the original?
Was on the original? Has the original sheet with the city surveyor signature actually changed? Or has there been updates to this sheet?
So they're no, not to this sheet.
Since the original submittal.
Right. Well, I guess to reflect that there's going to be a dedication of right of way on the purpose of the plat.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a change. Oh, go ahead, Maggie. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, I was just gonna say we need to have that city surveyor signature. You need to get it again, I imagine, if this plat sheet has changed.
Yes.
That'll need to be obtained in addition to the utility signature.
Yes, we will definitely have that before we send it over to you all for signatures.
Okay, and that's, I guess Mr. Beazar is not in the meeting anymore. Either Ms. Sanchez or there.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Beazar. Sorry, I was on the phone.
No, not
what
at all.
What is the question?
This is Maggie Gould. So the question is, they had the city surveyor signature on their previous plat. They've amended the plat to show their dedication of right of way, and they don't have city surveyor signature on the updated plat. We usually won't take action on the plat without city surveyor's signature on it. And even though this change is minor, I don't know that I'm comfortable with us approving it without the city surveyor signature.
Yeah, that's a typical procedure. Yeah, we usually don't take action without city surveyor's signature on the plat. I mean, I will leave it up to board. It's up to you guys. I mean, if the changes were minor, you could possibly take action and wait and do not sign the plans until you have city surveyor signature. It's up to you. I'll leave it up to the board.
Okay, thank you. Any board discussion? Okay. I guess.
Madam Chair, this is Shabby Azar. So the change was just the right of way dedication changes.
This is Maggie Gould. Ms. Garcia, I believe that's correct, right?
Yes, that is correct. The only change was the dedication of right of way.
If that's the case, I would suggest that the board could approve the plat.
Okay.
Wait on the signatures until you just get the updated plan with the signatures on it.
Yeah. And this is Maggie Gould again. I think planning could take delegation for that signature.
Yes, Madam Chair, we definitely will get those signatures for sure. There shouldn't be an issue with the city surveyor approving this as well.
Okay. All right, anything further from the applicant?
No.
Anything from the board? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve item number 13, PR-2019-002253?
And Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Well, Somerville, Parks and Rec, second.
Okay. We'll ask you all to vote on this project. And if you are taking delegation, please note the delegation and how much time you think you will need for it. Water Authority, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Somerville, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gould with Planning, and I approve with delegation for the utility signatures, the DXF file, then the city surveyor signature, and let's look at...
And the recorded IIA.
Yeah, I have that in my next set of notes. Thank you. And let's look at a 12-week delegation on that.
So, Madam Chair, we don't expect to get an IIA. The property owner wants to do the construction.
Okay.
So there wasn't an anticipation of getting an IIA just to perform the work and then contact the city for inspection after it's been completed.
Okay, so this is Maggie Gold. So I would amend my approval to take delegation for utility signatures, DXF city surveyor signature, and confirmation that the work is complete on the site as shown on the infrastructure list.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This brings us to item number 14, PR 2018-001824, VA 2021-00350, waiver to IDO driveway length.
Good afternoon. This is Ron.
Okay. Mr. Hensley, will you please state your name and address for the record?
Ron Hensley with the group as agent. Address is 300 Branding Iron Road Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, go ahead and, hold on a sec. Do we have any members of the public that would like to speak on this item? Okay, thank you, go ahead.
Okay, this is a project that has been before you several times. It's a medium density townhouse subdivision. It was approved for preliminary plat, I believe in 2018. Subsequent to that approval, there were IDO changes that made the design concept and improvements that were constructed non-conforming with the IDO update. So we are requesting a waiver of section 5.3C3B, which references a 20-foot driveway length requirement. We believe we meet the current IDO definition of a 20-foot driveway length requirement, but we would just like to request a waiver of this section.
Okay, thank you. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority, please.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections.
Okay, code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with code enforcement. I just actually want to ask a question because Mr. Hensley did bring up that this was pertained to a previously approved plat and site that came in under, I'm assuming then the first iteration of the IDO, the 2018.
And yes.
So,
yes.
Okay.
So,
Yeah. And so, and what I was going to get at was it, with the submittal here, I didn't see anything clearly indicating property lines or driveway lengths. But that being said, the first iteration of the IDO did not have the requirement, as Mr. Hensley stated. It came in with the November. IDO 2019, which became effective November 2nd of 2020. So,
This is Maggie Gould. So our issue here is that the platting was completed under the first iteration of the IDO.
Okay.
But the building permits were not submitted until the 2019 version of the IDO.
I see. All right, Charles Meisner with code enforcement. So then if we're basing the requirement on the IDO version in place at time of building permit submittal, then we would be looking at the requirement as it's stated within section 5.3C3B. And code enforcement stance would be that it's looking at from the property line. And so like I say, with the submittal, because the only thing that we regulate is the private land, anything within the private land, and so I get that this is a waiver request. Code enforcement stance would still be that we're going to be looking at a 20-foot driveway requirement from the property line to the structure. So that's
the waiver request. This is Ron Hensley. That is the that is what we are requesting a waiver of.
And what is the Charles Masters with code enforcement? What is the lengths then that we're going to actually see submitted?
There was a subsequent exhibit with a typical lot layout that was given, as defined in the current IDO, with the driveway length being from the road, we have a 20-foot driveway. From the property line, we have a 15-foot driveway that would be in accordance with the 15-foot setback and the IDO that was in place at the time the subdivision was designed. So we're requesting a waiver of this section, which is the only section that would require the 20-foot driveway.
Charles Masons with Code Enforcement. And is this, how many lots are we talking about that are going to be affected by this? Is this the entire subdivision?
Yes, it's a subdivision of 30 lots and 28 of them. Two of them are already under construction, had adequate room for, you know, they were larger lots. 28 of them will be under the waiver.
Charles Meiss with Code Enforcement. And with this, and I don't, Jay, do you happen to have that subsequent submittal for the typical lot? I'm just curious to know that you mentioned, Mr. Hensley, that there would be a 20-foot driveway length from, is that from the curb?
That's correct.
And that's Charles Meiss with Code Enforcement. That's going to be on 28 of the lots then, 28 out of the 30.
Yes, that is correct.
And this is Megan Gould, Mr. Maestas. I can bring up the, I just sent this to Mr. Rodenbeck, but I can bring this up on my own screen as well.
Typical lot layout was in the email correspondence that.
So this is what the applicant sent in response to their request for dimensioning. And so the way that I read this, again, this is Maggie Gould, and we can, if anybody has questions, please. But that he was showing basically a 15-foot driveway.
From the property line. 20 feet from the curb.
Okay, Charles Meissel with Code Enforcement, and something somewhat new to me. I'm curious, would this really be, I guess it is technically a waiver to that driveway length requirement, and or is it a request for a waiver to the any required sidewalks, or are there no required sidewalks, for the driveways to essentially go past it?
Oh, sorry. This is Maggie Gould. So Mr. Maestas, it would be just a request to the driveway length, and we can, if you'd like, we can go through other board comments and come back, or.
Charles Meissel, the Code Enforcement. Yes, that would be fine. I just trying to understand everything.
Sure, no, that's completely acceptable. Okay, let's go through Parks comments.
Yeah, so we do not have an objection to the request.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Beazar?
This is Shahab Beazar. So I just wanted to confirm that is DRB allowed to grant such a waiver, or does it have to go through a different process?
This is Maggie Gould. So the DRB has three sections that they are, they can grant waivers, and this is within that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's all I need to ask. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Okay. Transportation?
Good afternoon. This is Jean with Transportation. Transportation defers to Code Enforcement as far as setback requirements officially and as far as parking requirements. However, because of the parking within the garage provided, the extra parking spaces and the limited traffic within a private roadway with both the vehicular traffic and pedestrian traffic being very limited, and because there aren't any pedestrian connections to those dead ends, Transportation has no objection.
Okay, and this is Maggie Gould with Planning. So, Planning would like the justification completed, including addressing all of the sub criteria with actual statements saying how and why those items are met. And I think it's sort of important to note that we had two other cases today where we asked for that full justification too. And I think it also, I would like to have some offline discussion with code enforcement as well, so that there's a really clear understanding of this request.
Well, I did send an email with the
right
that the additional items that were requested were negative response requirements, and the request, the waiver requested, does not meet of any of the criteria of those subsections. So I feel so this, like.
Go ahead. This is Maggie Gould. So when we get to section 66P3B through J, what we typically get is a because after that. So the requested waiver is not materially contrary to the public safety, health, and welfare, because, you know, the following conditions are met. The requested waiver does not cause significant material or adverse impacts on the surrounding properties, because. And so that's the way that we typically look for those sections to be addressed.
Okay, I guess I'm having a hard time finding the cause that would give me the because. You know, so that's where I was having the issue of, you know, one says doesn't affect the floodplain. Well, we're not even in a floodplain, so
but then that's part of that. This is Maggie Gould again. So the subject site is not within a floodplain. I mean, so that each one of those provisions needs to be answered.
Okay, I felt like we did, I don't know that. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I don't know that any of the subsection items materially affect the decision before you, but.
Well, that again, what I, this is Maggie Gould, what I'm asking for is to treat this waiver in the same way that we would treat any other waiver, which is that all those items have to be addressed. And that's a procedural issue that protects the board, but also protects you. So that there's no procedural issues going forward.
Okay, I understand your position. As I've stated, I just feel it's very difficult for somebody to prove and justify a negative, which is what
that's,
is
that's noted.
Sections. So I understand what you're requesting, and you know, I can put a pause at the end of each sentence.
As long as there's some substantive information behind that, because that would be fabulous. So does that sound like something that you can turn around for a resubmittal by Friday?
Yes. Like I said, I don't know what the because is going to be a lot behind a lot of these, because they just don't apply, but.
This is Maggie Gould. I'm happy to talk with you about this more offline and send you some examples if you'd like. We can work with you on that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So do we have a motion to defer this item to the meeting of October 6th?
Frank Carter at Water Authority, so moved.
This is code enforcement. Go ahead.
If I may interrupt, I apologize, Madam Chair. This is Ron Hensley. Mm-hmm. We didn't ask to go back to code enforcement.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Mr. Maestas, did you?
Charles Maestas with code enforcement. And seeing the justifications, I think, would help to clarify some of the questions, specifically in the just how each answer comes out, you know, how we're essentially not going to see anything materially undermining the intent of the IDO, and the explanation of that would help.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So let's, is everybody complete?
Okay.
So then do we have a motion to defer item number 14, PR 2018-001842 to the meeting of October 6th?
Lane Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
No, Summerfelt, Parks and Rec, second.
Oh, did we, I didn't hear code enforcement on that. Did you vote to approve?
Charles Masters, code enforcement, this was the vote for the motion.
This was the, oh, I'm so sorry. You can tell it's, we've been here for a while. Okay. Now let's vote on this deferral, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Charles Masters, code enforcement, I approve.
No, Summerfelt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger, Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. There is the consensus vote to defer item number 14, PR 2018-001842 to the meeting of October 6th.